My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Would it be irony if you are eating a baked potato and you are more baked than the potato?
No, I don't think so. I think that gets very...
If that's why you did this lead, I respect it.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Earlier in the day, I had the, which was really good, was a Greek wrap. Chicken Greek wrap.
Yes, very good.
I've had a Greek salad before, but I never had it as a wrap.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
And let me just say for all of the annoying Twitchers, we're like, Courtney, wrong again, 18 songs. Well, of course you're not listening to the long bed version of the album. He came out with 27 songs. So I'm correct. Sorry that your basic ass is only listening to the regular album and not the real one.
And we're welcome. Back.
And a accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
When it comes to sauce facts, thy name is Shime.
Oh,
well done.
I know what to dip my potatoes in.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I have 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Arena.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Go! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. To start this morning, in a Major League Baseball series in late August, one in which you have entered 3+ games out of the wild card, Curtis and others, would it be a good thing to not be walked off by the opponent? That is my question for you this morning. Would that be a good thing in a series that you must win if you want to remain relevant when it comes to that third and final wild card? Is that, would that be a good thing?
Generally speaking, it's frowned upon. And I would also add that if your goal is the third and final wild card, it might behoove you to set bigger goals so that if you fail, you're still a playoff team. And the Red Sox, since the break, how many games have they led and then lost?
It's so frustrating because they do this same thing where they pull you back in. They struggled right after the All-Star break, and then we're like, okay, put a fork in them. Yep. And then suddenly they win a couple series. It's like, okay, they might be back in it. And then you look at, like, this series, I hate to be dramatic, but if you do not find a way to win this series, like, forget about it.
Let it go, man.
Let it go, right?
Yeah, just got to let it go. I think when you look at the Red Sox, you know, I mean, the expectations were coming into the season not very high. They're doing better than we expected. But it seems like in the sailing community, there is no more wind left at sea. So
does it matter to you, though, that the Astros are a pretty good team
this
season?
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because
it's coming at a wrong point of the season, because you need the Red Sox to prove something. But they're not a nothing burger when it comes to team.
No, but
the Astros?
No, the Red Sox.
No, the Astros. But that's the issue. It's like fake bubes. It's like you've been. It's false advertising.
Jackson just woke up.
The way, morning, Jackson. By the way, Shime is off today. Jackson, your one and only focus is operating the board this morning.
You got that right.
I'm assuming that you have a lead.
I do have a lead.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, that's fine. We will get to your lead. Are you filing any kind of a live on the scene report like you did yesterday from the topless protest?
No, there's no breaking news that I need to cover at the moment. But if there is some, I will be there.
We are glad to have you. Shime enjoying a couple well-deserved flex days on old Cape Cod.
And I have to commend you, Greg.
Yes.
In order to get Shime back where he was by Thanksgiving, I saw you sent 6 bar pizzas to his room.
But that's the problem, is like, you can hang around and be relevant when it comes to that third wild card spot, and you're only beating teams that are meh.
They are who we thought they are. They're coming back down to earth, man. And I think the expectations of, you know, what you're expecting now moving forward, they're going to keep you kind of like, they're going to be like white noise in the background, elevator music when they put you on hold. You'll hear it. You really won't pay attention, but you'll keep your eye on it. But did you expect anything more?
I did. Yeah. Cause I thought that going into the deadline, you locked down Alex Cora for 3 years. And you did some addition. It wasn't the splashy addition that some wanted, but my expectation was that it was a baseball team full of young guys with a lot of passion and desire to be in it in September. So
they're not
Wiggy. They're not in it. Like, I mean, they're in it if they win this series, I guess. Then fine. So you got to win 4 games. You got to win the next 3 down there against the Astros.
Well, when I say they're in it,
thoughts and prayers on getting that done.
Right. When I say they're in it, they're gonna be right there till the end of the season, where you're gonna be keeping your eye on them.
I don't think so.
You think they're gonna fall out of it so bad where they
Wiggy,
8 back?
They're 3. They were, Curtis, correct me if I'm wrong, 3.5 out of that final wild card heading into this series last night.
Right. So, right now, according to the ESPN model, I think it's FanGraphs, their odds or their percent chance of making the playoffs is under 29.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to stay close enough within striking distance that you'll go, okay, if they can maybe hit a run.
If they go 500 between this series and Arizona, I think people are still interested.
I think people have just kind of said, yeah, they are what they are. Everybody's starting to come back down to earth. The expectations.
What about Lucas Sims, the guy that was brought in by Breslow? Yeah. Obviously, we don't watch a lot of Reds bullpen action, but he's pitched 11 innings, allowed 6 earned runs, and cost you a couple games.
Yeah.
If you win the 2 games he cost you, you're 67-57, and you're 2 games out.
Mm-hmm. And he won you one.
Right.
One a week ago or so. And other than that, he has been. He is the reason that some would refer to he and his ilk as the blow pen for the Boston Red Sox. I think they have 12 blown saves since the All-Star break.
And yesterday you have two-run leads. You gag both. And I'm sorry, Wiggy, the Cora defense is there because we now believe in him long-term. He's here for 3 more years. He's invested. But if Cora didn't have the extension, wouldn't we be talking about another post-deadline swoon?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's amazing. It has nothing to do with the deadline.
But that's why the ownership group, I think, feels like they threw you a bone on Alex Cora, and so who cares what happens when it comes to this season?
No, it's three years in a row.
I think they feel like they did you a solid, and that you're gonna stare at that shiny object, and you're not going to pay attention to what's going on the diamond.
Yeah, but so they did everything. I think they did everything for the team. Uh-huh. They went out, they got players. Granted, one big name players.
Well, they didn't make a big move.
But I didn't say it wasn't a big move.
But they made moves.
This is 3 years in a row. Let's stop defending the Alex Cora and the players. This is 3 years in a row after the All-Star break.
You're right.
You defend the ownership group.
Well, because
that's what you do.
No, I defend them if they make moves, because everybody wants to. Anytime there's an issue on the field or with the Red Sox, everybody instantly wants to blame ownership. This is 3 years in a row.
Give me a significant move that they made.
Well, I didn't say a significant move. There you go. You moved the goalpost.
I'm not moving any kind of goalpost. And also, could you use a baseball appropriate reference? Like, I moved the base.
You're bringing the fences in.
I moved the rubber.
Yeah, your strike zone is changing.
Ew. By the way, I don't have time right now. But at some point this morning, I have got to discuss the absolute disaster that occurred this morning when Bullet and I went on old man dog walk. Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, you told me about it. It's the worst. It's the worst.
We don't have time because we got a lot to get to, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
It's a tough way to start your morning.
It is. It's a lot. The addition. I love them both, but my Lord, it's a lot. And I was heading into the back nine of life, Curtis. You know how that goes?
I sure do.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm there now.
All right. Well, not only did they lose, they got walked off, which is the worst. So we will continue.
They'll be good.
We will continue to talk about that with you.
It's football season.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They'll go 500. Then they've got the Blue Jays and the Tigers. I think they'll be okay.
All right, Courtney.
I'll just take
Keep
a deep breath.
Alive.
All right. Well,
Sam, I'm a size small.
We have a lot to get to on today's show without Chime, including our leads, which we will have for you in about 10 minutes or so. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks starting year one. And we will see whether that changes Wiggy's mind when it comes to Drake May coming up at 7 on this morning show. And then
he's going to be really good on Fox.
He is.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm biased. I'm probably not the right person to give an opinion on it, but if he treats his broadcast the way he's been treating these types of settings, he's going to be the best in the business.
He's going to be critical of players.
Oh, yeah.
You think he is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the only knock that I've heard about him, is that he is not far enough removed from the game where he's going to be willing to criticize other players. But
and I have a criticism of a quarterback for my lead today, but if you're Tom Brady, I think he heard that noise of people saying, oh, well, Tom, you know, he's charismatic, but is he going to be able to really be mean or call players out? He's heard that, and he's run with it, because he's going to be lights out when this broadcasting starts.
See, I think he can be, because he's GOAT status. Like, so players will look at him, at least within the next 3 to 5 years, and still give him the respect that he deserves, right? Because he's Gold
Standard.
So he
can't say anything, even if he's criticizing you.
Yeah.
On Fox, you don't care because it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, for the next 3 to 5 years. Then after that, once he starts to get a little bit more and more removed from the game, and even the younger players come in, they're going to be like, who's this dude? Like, it's like, you know, Michael Jordan, where it's like, all right, yeah, you were good a long time ago.
What is that weird thing, Courtney, you would know because it's on the TikTok. What is that weird thing where Michael Jordan has a mansion in Chicago that has been sitting there? He's been trying to sell it
for a minute.
For 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to buy it, or nobody wants to pay what he wants for it. So it has just been sitting there deteriorating,
right,
with nobody in it and falling apart for the... That's FU money,
yeah,
right there, Curtis.
Well, it's also listed for 14.8. Yeah. I wanted to look up to see how much it actually is. And it is so Michael Jordan coded, like,
right,
his numbers everywhere. The gate is his number. I think if you're buying that house, like, you're going to pay 14.8 for it,
mm-hmm,
and then you're going to have to redo basically the entire,
right, okay,
thing.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you have $14 million to spend on a mansion, wouldn't you, I guess?
It has less to do with Michael Jordan and more to do with Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, I one of my best friends was in Chicago forever, and there was this town that was kind of like Somerville-y, and then it turned overnight into not a place you'd want to live.
Well, where is this place at? Is that like
it's
a like, bad area or something?
It's like,
no.
Well, Chicago in general is considered by some to be a bad area.
I don't know.
Quickie, ask our big boss, Mike,
right,
about working and living in Chicago. He ran a radio station there,
right,
before coming back, and he it was a common occurrence that people that worked with him were carjacked with a gun. It was crazy.
All right,
Curtis, my apologies if necessary. A text on the Subaru of New England text line says, it is a douche move for me to say I'm on the back nine in light of what happened with Pudge this week.
Everybody on this show is the opposite of a douche in general, but specifically when it related to Pudge.
Okay.
There is nothing that you need to apologize for outside of the product you have in your hair today. It looks a little chaotic.
Bit chaotic.
We don't have time for this, but what is wrong? What do you mean chaotic?
I know what you say. You say you get out of the shower, you run your hands through it, but
I do
have some product in that today.
No,
it's sticking up.
I always put product in my hair.
Uh-huh. But why didn't you like brush it through?
What do you mean brush it?
Because he doesn't want to go with the Pat Riley back.
Maybe he needs to go forward or to the side
a little
bit.
But then that's the Trump comb over.
Can I just tell you something?
He's a liberal, so.
I literally hop out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. You don't get airborne.
I stand there in the raw.
Mm.
I squirt a little of the product onto my hand.
Yep.
Rub it through.
Yep.
And I'm done. I don't brush.
I like when you go to a point, though. Like, there's been some days where you're bringing it to a point.
What am I, Pee Wee Herman?
But you've been doing it sometimes, and I think that it's more uniform. It's more uniform.
It's not like you really have a certain style that you do every morning. You just kind of is what it is.
It's F-U chic.
I mean, really, it really fits. I mean, unless you're like...
Yeah. Well, I'm going for that, to be honest with you. I'm going for that dad just rolled out of bed,
right,
and ready to rumble look. I mean, that's kind of what I'm going for.
I guess you just can't do, you know. I mean, maybe it's the texture of your hair. There's not really much that you could do. Like Santo, there's really not much you could do with your hair.
Whoa.
It's really not.
Whoa. Santo takes very good care of his hair.
Look at Jackson. Well, no one's saying he don't take care of it, but there's not really
I'm far much more offended by the hair talk, to be honest.
I don't know. It's just like...
No, Jackson, I think, should do like a ponytail sometimes.
Yeah, but his hair's not long enough
I
for
think
a
he
ponytail.
Could put a little ponytail in the front.
I don't know about that, but I did have long hair at one point, but that's when I didn't have a beard, so I definitely look like a girl.
Yeah. I mean, your style looks like every other guy.
I can promise you, no disrespect, you did not look like a girl.
Oh, I'll show you a picture. It's an incredible transformation I went through when I hit like 30.
Well, anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with it. I hope you are too.
It's all about the fade, man. That's all that matters.
I did my best on it. But,
no, you look great.
All right. So they said it at 7. News with Courtney at 7:45 on this morning show. And there is an irrational fear in the news this morning, which may lead to you never eating live seafood ever again. If you have ever attempted to eat live seafood, I would call this story could be called Revenge of the Shrimp. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney at about 7:45. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped their first against the Astros, a walk-off homer from Yainer Diaz for Houston's 5-4 win. Tanner Houck went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. When it comes to the Pats, according to media there, the top play in practice yesterday was Jacoby Brissett to Tyquan Thornton on a 45-yard connection. Brissett went 3-for-3 in his 11-on-11 periods while also taking a sack. He went 2-for-3 in 7-on-7 work. Drake May went 3-for-6 with 2 sacks in his 11-on-11 periods when he went 3-for-3 on 7-on-7s. Players are off today.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't.
You weren't there.
No.
I mean, but you didn't really see more reps for Drake May.
Yeah, that's all I care.
Even though we had Gerard Mayo on this show, very show yesterday, saying that Drake May can 100% be the starter week one if he shows him what he's got.
Right.
And so is he going to get the opportunity? Is that enough of an opportunity to show him what he's got?
No, I don't. I think that Brissett's going to start week one. But he'll start the game in week one, but I don't think he's going to last long. He might not even make it to the first half of the opener. If he plays bad just a little bit, like they start to see it, I think he's going to be on a very short leash. So kind of what I reserve myself to now.
Well, players are off today, and this week is being treated as a game week leading up to Sunday's preseason finale. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Feels like football out there. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 72.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.